Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Today we celebrate one of the most beautiful feasts and remembrances in our church. Remember those faithful women, along with Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who went that extra mile out of love for the Lord. I want to read to you a reflection. It's a poem. It's a 10th century Irish poem in a book by Matushka Donna Farley. It's called The Wish of Manchan of Leith. He writes, "I wish, O Son of the Living God, for a secret hut in the wilderness, a clear pool, a beautiful wood, a lovely church, a few sage disciples, and one room to go for the care of the body, without wantonness, without voluptuousness, without meditation of evil." Matushka Donna uses this poem as a way to introduce us to care for the simple things. This monk wishes for a hut in the woods. He wishes for a lovely church, a pool to baptize in, a group of disciples to be with him there. He also wishes for this hut, this room, for the care of the body. This room is considered to be a bathroom. And we think, well, how base is that? It's good to wish for a beautiful church in a beautiful setting, for faithful and like-minded disciples around us. But to wish for a bathroom? How coarse. His point is this, especially in reflecting our life in the church. Our life in the church is not all incense and priests and bishops in beautiful robes, the sound of the liturgy and the singing. Our life, our communal life together, also includes those simple things. Those simple things that we tend to take for granted. The person that keeps the candles stocked in the back. The Sunday school teacher who has to leave a little early to go teach the kids. The person who comes in and nurtures the flowers in the church. The person who very quietly comes in and dusts a shelf. These are also ministering to Christ's body. There aren't important jobs and unimportant jobs in the church. They're just ministries that God gives us a heart to do and that we do faithfully and quietly. This is a story today of these myrrh-bearing women. Remember, they come on the first day of the week. Before dawn. They weren't going out before dawn to be seen. They weren't going out to impress anybody. They were going out to do one last act of love for their master, Jesus, who was in his third day entombed. Going to, as far as the Romans were considered, going to anoint the body of a person who was a political threat to them, who they had executed. For the Jews, going to anoint someone who was a blasphemer. But out of an act of love, out of an act of doing the right thing, these holy myrrh-bearing women leave before dawn, leaving sure how they'll roll the stone off the tomb to go and anoint Jesus. What an example for all of us. Those who come quietly, those who come faithfully, those who come out of love of God, those who come out of a sense of duty and doing the right thing, day after day and week after week, like these myrrh bearers, ministering to the body of Christ in some way. You know, can you imagine their surprise? These women who were the humblest of all of them, who just followed Jesus, taking care of the basic needs of Christ and the disciples. And they who were the lowest of His followers were exalted suddenly, becoming the first ones to hear the glad tidings that Christ is indeed risen. Whereas the princes, the ones who were exalted, were back in their rooms, afraid and cowering and confused. The lesson for all of us today is be faithful in doing the simple things. Be faithful in doing the small things. As one priest once said, 90% of what we do is just showing up. Just show up faithfully, prayerfully, with a heart open. And we may be surprised someday when we who are small and humble may receive a visitation from God, an answer from God, as the myrrh bearers did today. May God grant us a heart to follow these simple and humble women. Amen.